This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hey, Conan, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, like what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency, but there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's. The staff was short, so.
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird-looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting the commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan?
Yeah. Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10-plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, R-E-T-A-I-L-S-P-A-C-E, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
Rex is a Ryan Keft. Subject is mailbag. G'day, fellas. With the news of Jade Cargill possibly going to WWE, in your opinion, will they give her a somewhat similar entry point to Cody in the way of treating her like a superstar to further show AEW talent that they won't get buried if they jump ship? Or do you think she will get the NXT treatment to polish up on the WWE style before being given the star place on the main roster? I personally think they should prep her before debuting her and push her straight away, perhaps in a segment with Charlotte upon first sighting. Somewhat similar to Jericho's debut against The Rock back in the day, and I'd love to get your professional takes. Regards, Ryan. Bro, she's a hot prospect right now because she's still, you know, she was very green. And I think she'd only have like 50 matches. She needs some time in that. I mean, there's no rush. She looks like $1 million. So whenever she's presented on that show for the first time, she's going to be a star in a very prominent position. So, but she just needs some work and just get polished.
Yeah, she's already... I've seen a picture of her in an NXT ring or a Performance Center ring already. And I was surprised, actually. I thought DI and I thought maybe Konnan, too, would say, you know, give her some training time, but then throw her right on Raw and get her on there. You know, she's a star. Whereas I would say
what's
maybe.
What's the rush?
Okay. I thought you guys would say different.
Remember when they had the Divas? Mm-hmm. And most of the time, since they couldn't wrestle, they just have them around the ring in Battle Royals. So you could see a lot of girls out there. These girls can wrestle now. You know, they can go. There's no rush, you know, I mean, she's already shown that she can handle the ball in big time, you know, but this is the biggest of all, you know. I agree with Disco.
What would you think about, you both agreed, let's polish her up. What do you think about her being like a character on NXT for a little while, if they're that concerned about
Joe, the girl, Joe, there's nothing to discuss here. The girl needs work, period.
Yeah, I'm saying, but would you put her on NXT TV?
I wouldn't do anything with her until she learns how to work. That's what I would do. I will put her in the thing. If she's ready to get on TV, you know, test her work in NXT, and then when she's ready, bring her up. She needs to get you go through the system, you know. So
there's nothing wrong with going through NXT because everybody knows that's where Seth went through, Becky went through. It isn't like before where you were like, oh,
Eller.
They're in Florida Championship Wrestling or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah,
Owen, this is Sammy, different now. Cesaro, like they all went through there.
Right.
FTR, Andrade, Priest, Cross,
everybody,
Riddle. Except for AJ. But because AJ
Samoa
was
Joe.
Like, but the only person that did was AJ because AJ was like one of the top two or three workers on the planet at the time.
Right.
So it's like, right, yeah. So
what are you going to show him there?
Yeah, right. So Roger Alze, subject is Larry becoming the new Billy. Now, this is a very confusing email. It's just one line. AK100, spelled it EWW. So
I meant crew.
Who hurt Larry? Has he ever read the Bible? Probably not. Luckily, he lives in a country that won't persecute him for talking bad about Christians. America sucks, man. That's the email.
When did he persecute Christians?
I have no idea what he's talking about here.
A little bit on that segment, which I use for talks where we talk about religion and politics and immigration and all that. Remember? It was like 10 days ago, but
what'd
it came out as the talks. He kind of mocked Christians for, believing in the higher power or whatever. And then that turned into a Bible conversation and all that. But it's interesting, you know, our listeners are pretty cool collectively, but sometimes if we mention religion, you know, you're always going to offend somebody. And the Christians especially will let us know if we've said something wrong, you know, and that seems to be the case here too.
You know, wrong about what? That we didn't agree with them? That's wrong?
Well, I don't think it's a disagreeing. I think it was the like chuckling criticism kind of thing that Larry did.
Right, making fun of him, like
insulting.
I didn't hear this clip, and it's too long to play. Okay, Kevin Nash and CM Punk on the recent click this pod episode. Kevin Nash went off, and I mean off to the point that YouTube has now age restricted the video clip on CM Punk. It really just buried the life out of him. I know that Kevin Nash has been going through the toughest time in his life lately, but I think it's kind of hilarious that his dislike of CM Punk is what brought up the old Kevin Nash. This clip isn't short, but it makes for incredible content on your show. And do you guys know of any time of previous heat between Nash and Punk? They were not like they did business that time on TV, but you know, Punk, you know, took some shit. They were shooting on each other.
Yeah,
like a lot of the lines that Punk was saying was, you know, they weren't scripted and stuff and things. So. Yeah.
I don't think that stuff on TV, unless you know differently, was a problem because any interview I've seen since then, Punk or Nash kind of would put Punk over.
Nash
I like
Phil,
stuff like that. Yeah.
He thinks Punk has mental health issues.
Now he does, but I'm saying in past interviews, he always put him over. Yeah. But now it seems like he's coming after him.
Yeah. You know, that's funny too, because we had Bobby Fish's YouTube clips have been doing great numbers for us too, by the way. Could you know that?
Good.
Good guy. Because we reference Punk, and Punk is like the buzzer. Because like, bro, every clip that you have of Punk, Punk's fans are searching YouTube and stuff all day long, defending Punk in the comment section anytime there's a clip on him. Right? It's hysterical.
Yep.
But
yep.
The funniest thing about it that like he was talking about like one guy mentioned me like, hey, you listen to all these things about all these guys. Like there's a recurring theme about Punk. If like, you go through like the history, it's him like always like anointing himself as the locker room leader with nobody else really endorsing him as the locker room leader.
Yeah,
that's like a recurring thing, you know. Like so.
And you've heard guys like Booker or Jericho or Cody talk about that, tell those stories. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny too because that's like Punk is doing like literally like heel work in the locker room. Like, you know, because, right. Bro, you hear, like...
The worst part, oblivious to it, right? Like Teddy Hart.
Bro, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, their heel shtick is like, I'm a locker room leader. These guys, you know, the Miz, that's heel shtick. You know, it's the fucking that they're actually using on the show. And Punk is, like, using it, like, in the locker room. That's hysterical. Right. So, or from what I've heard, I don't know, because I didn't really...
I just want to tell Conan real quick, since he hadn't heard him. One of the stories was Punk came into WWE... And they brought him up to the main roster about 2006. And sometime during 2006 or 7, Van Damme was coming back from an injury. So he told the story, but I've heard Booker confirm it, that they go into the locker room and Punk's like, you know, hey, all right, everybody gather around. And Booker and Van Damme are like, who the fuck is this guy? You know? And he kind of was like, yeah, we want to keep the locker room clean and pick up. I see all this trash left around. We need that cleaned up. And so like Van Damme and Booker kind of looked at each other and laughed and left the meeting. But that's the kind of shit you would hear, that he would take charge like that with guys in the locker room with, you know, more experience and maybe, you know, more respect and all that.
So the next
that just gets you heat and makes fun of behind your back.
Next is from Larry Francis, and subject show question. Dear Conan, I hope all is well. What was the original plan for the Latino World Order in WCW, and how would you have ended it? Thanks in advance. And that's from sincerely. And his Instagram is a wrestling historian. Oh, Jesus.
Nice. Way to go, Larry.
Conan, what was the original plan for the Latino World Order? How would you have ended it?
Well, it wasn't, you know, the reason it ended, right?
Why?
Because Eddie Guerrero got into a car accident.
Oh, is that right. What happened?
He was all fucked up. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, originally that idea was, remember that guy that used to hang out with Eric Bischoff that he was on a TV show? Jason Hervey?
Jason Hervey. Yeah. Right.
It was his idea. And then anyways, so their heat really was with I think if they would have continued it, because they had no reason to disband it, it was starting to get a little bit of traction. Their heat was with Rey Mysterio because he was like the only Mexican that hadn't joined them, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I'm sure that would have continued and that would have been nothing but great. So, yeah, it was a shame because, yeah, he got into a car accident and that ended that right there.
I had heard. So this is what I had pitched. Is right. I had pitched that they were they did a vignette, and the way that you were going to end the Latino World Order is you do a vignette, and Latino Order is hanging out on the side of the road, and Hogan pulls up in a pickup truck and says, "Hey guys, jump in the back of my pickup truck. I want you to come paint my house." And they go and they paint Hogan's house, but they steal a bunch of shit. So Hogan realized like, "Oh my god, they stole a bunch of shit," and he brings them all out on TV, and him and Eric fire them. That's how they're going to end. What do you think about that angle? Would that have gotten over, Conan?
It's a good angle. I would have picked them up at the Home Depot, right? And I said, yeah, instead of being here, you know, waiting for somebody to bring you to their house, come to my mansion. I'm going to give you food. And all of a sudden, he stops at the border and kicks them all out over the border.
Bro, you got to know that, like, that's the type of shit that probably Vince was thinking about for like, the Mexican characters.
Right. What else was going through his head? And they were going, Vince, we can't do that. Why not? It's funny. Bro, no, the snowflakes will go crazy.
Dude. Yeah. Joe, try to find the clip of JBL at the border.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Try to find that clip. Try to find that clip.
That is tremendous. Yeah.
Isn't it funny how, like, kind of overnight.
You couldn't do that today, bro.
Of course you couldn't, but it was like, there was a period of time when you could, and then like they kind of like overnight, a snap of a finger, just couldn't do that anymore. You know, it's kind of weird.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like, I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So
what did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, yeah, Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Nexus or Mad Grookot.
Yeah, I got you the JBL clip.
Yeah, this is.
Like, see if you. I think we've talked about it before, but see if you recognize the guy that he winds up kicking and throwing out and stuff.
Is that Ricardo Rodriguez?
No, this is Jeff Cobb, right?
No. It's
Who is that?
Rudy Boy Gonzalez.
That's Rudy Boy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Who would know that, Joe?
I didn't know if one of you guys would recognize him looking at
I don't know. I thought it looked like Jeff Cobb, to be honest.
Punk that's the mustache.
You definitely could not
Bro,
do that.
How great was that vignette?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Hysterical. It's like, seriously. I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, but great job. He's whispering. He's right. He's very, really.
Stop right there.
Next is Madge Grocott. The subject is Spain manager firing. Greetings from across the pond. If you listen to a recent mailbag regarding the Spanish FA president's subsequent sacking of the head coach, I thought I'd elaborate a bit on the story and add what's going on. The head coach was actually fired for clapping the president at a presentation. You heard that right. He applauded when the president vowed to extend the coach's contract. The media then spliced the video to make it look like he applauded when the president declared he would not resign. The statement from the coach below points this out. Of course, the woke tards have all smeared the story, and you cannot find the original links anywhere, even on DuckDuckGo. To top it all off, the coach was removed from the coach of the tournament list despite winning the World Cup. Esteemed writer Matthew Saeed, pronounced Saeed, defended the coach and has also since been canceled. Utter shit show and shows what happens when you mix male and females in competition. Hope this opens some eyes and sorry for the long email. And that's Adge from the Fountain of Football Knowledge, Telford. That's unbelievable what happened to that everybody there. The coach is getting facing criminal charges now. That guy that kissed that was celebrating and kid. Bro, think about this. Okay.
Criminal.
Criminal charges now for sexual assault.
Sexual harassment. Sexual harassment.
No, sexual assault, they're calling it.
Assault.
Okay.
All right.
Then think about this. Like think about that you would actually think that somebody like that in front of that much of that big of an audience in his mind was thinking he was sexually assaulting. It's like, I'm going to get you. That's the concept of sexual assault is going on through this guy's head when he's just celebrating and like he's so overjoyed he's just kissing this girl.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, come on. This is unbelievable. You know? Seriously, like, ugh.
It's a celebratory thing. Everybody's hugging. Maybe the kiss. He shouldn't have done it. The worst part is, bro, all the power went to the girl because if she would have said, hey, I'm cool with it, we were celebrating. But no, not only did she fucking say she was offended and she couldn't believe it, then the whole woman's team backed her up.
Right.
Okay. And the reason this guy's getting so much heat is that I can tell you right now, first of all, that's fucked up because I thought that he was getting heat for applauding the president when he said he wasn't going to resign, but obviously was applauding for something else and they edited it, if that's the true story. Okay.
Right.
But here's why I think why the coach is getting a lot of heat, bro, because I think they want a public condemnation or a denouncement. Because if you're silent in today's world, that's tacit approval. Tremendous short word while on a podcast by a Latino. But I think they want like a public. Yeah, I stand with the women. You know what I'm saying? They want that. They don't want you to be silent. See what I'm saying?
The mobs are gaining strength because there's people that say, I'm going to stand up to the mob because I've got the truth. But like they're showing, if you stand up to the mob, we're just going to destroy you.
Right.
You know, even if like he feels like the guy feels he didn't do anything wrong. Like he does an interview with Piers Morgan and he listens to the guy and he's like, he's very sincere. He doesn't feel, you know, it's just like, But now they're literally trying to make the guy like submit to them. And if you don't, it's like, we're going to destroy you and throw you in jail. That's how bad this, you know, it's like.
Bro, did you see the interview between Piers Morgan and Dana White?
Not yet. No, is it good?
It was great. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna put it in the cold open. There's a part there about Trump that's pretty good, and then the best part is the last 10 minutes where he introduces this human biologist, Greg Bracker or something like that, that he was able to tell him in how many his life expectancy, which was like 10.4 more years. The things he could do to live longer. And he was saying that he was like on 7 different pills, Dana White was, including 3 for high blood pressure. And he said he had sleep apnea and that they had given him this fucking mask, which he hated. Damn. Same thing happened with me. I hated the fucking mask, so I don't even use it. And he said, listening to this guy who put him on a keto diet and he put him on an electric bed, because I guess you got to have vitamin D and some oxygen thing. He said, I'm no longer on the pills. I no longer have sleep apnea. Bro, he's ripped. He has a 6-pack. You know how he was always kind of a little bit chubby but stocky? Now he's fucking ripped. And he goes, if this guy told me to put hot sauce in my eyes, I would. You got to see this, bro. It's fucking really good. Check it out, Disco.
I'll find it on YouTube. It's on there. On the latest episode of Reliving the War by Great Wrestling Bio's channel, he's not into the end of 1998 and Barry Windham has returned to WCW as a full-time wrestler, and respectively, he's not in his greatest shape. I mean, he's wrestling while wearing a waistcoat and his gut is crazy. I was wondering if you guys have any memories of Barry Windham's return to WCW. Did you think it was a good idea? And did you ever hang out with him? Did you argue with him? Any funny stories, etc.? P.S. was Barry Windham in the NWO. I mean, he was linked with Bischoff and he was in that tag team with Kurt Hennig while he was in the NWO. Yet Windham never made an entrance to the music or wore the classic shirt. I didn't really interact with Windham hardly at all. Like, he would hang out with Flair and Hennig and those guys, you know. That was like kind of like the, like those old NWA guy clickings. So I don't really, I don't have a Barry Windham story. You know, how about you, Conan?
A lot of people don't know who this guy is, but I grew up watching him in Florida. And then when I went to WCW the first time, I'm talking like 1990, he was there and he was a huge star. And he actually took me to my first strip club in Atlanta and just really cool dude and just cool naturally. You know what I'm saying? And he had a really cool vibe about him. And I got along with him, bro. He hated, like, when we did the Rap is Crap thing with Larry Hennig and Kurt Hennig and Bobby Duncan Jr., he hated that because he was kind of like still old school. Mm-hmm. And he just thought that was beneath him and it was corny and he didn't give a fuck. And Bobby Duncan was always complaining about him, his attitude. As a matter of fact, Kurt Hennig didn't like it either. And I said, bro, at the end of the day, they're doing something with us. You know, let's make the best of it. And we did, you know.
Yeah. Conan.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to, like, really be careful or kind of, like, be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now, these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com. K10050. Food's delicious. Keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
Next is from Jerry Whitesnake, and subject is Tessa Blanchard. I know there's a huge complaint from the people on YouTube about you guys asking the same questions all the time. I have to ask you about a well-covered topic, Tessa Blanchard. I follow her on social media, and she's in absolutely fantastic shape, but it really seems lately she's been forced into retirement. Impact just did the 1,000th show, which brought back a bunch of names for the past, and no Tessa Blanchard. WWE NXT seem to have zero interest in her coming in. I don't think she's ever worked for NWA and Tony Khan. The guy signs everyone. He has a user apart from the first ever AEW show. So do you guys think that sadly she will never work or wrestle for a mainstream company again? P.S. You guys really do have the best podcast. I don't really know her outside what she the work I did with her in Impact, but I thought she's one of the most talented wrestlers out there for female. Like she's easily one of the best workers. So it's fascinating that somebody hasn't forgiven her. What did she do again?
She allegedly tossed a racial slur towards what was she, a Brazilian wrestler or something, Conan? I can't remember.
No, Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican wrestler.
Rosa Negra.
Yeah. Right. But Rosa came out and said she forgave her. So shouldn't that be?
No. Right, but she never admitted it. She never admitted it, and that was number one with the woke crowd, of course. But then again, she shouldn't have said a fucking racial slur. And then number two, if you remember, they put her over like a whole bunch of people, guys included, and she beat a guy for the world title. And then when they told her to give it back, I think she wanted them to pay her like an exorbitant fee or something like that. Or she didn't want to lose it and gave it back. Like she did business badly going out, you know. And the one thing I learned, because in my early years, when I was really popular in Mexico, I left two of the strongest promotions that there were under the worst possible circumstances, burned every bridge, didn't give a fuck about going back. And it later came back to haunt me. So you don't want to do that. And what do you call this? She left under bad thing there. And I know some of the power brokers in most of the companies, and she has a lot of heat with the girls, bro. When she had power, I guess she didn't use it wisely. Let's put it that way.
Because a lot of girls, and if I name a wrong name, I apologize, but I think I remember Britt Baker and Chelsea Green both tweeting about her in a negative way, you know, or responding to her tweets negatively, stuff like that.
And at the end of the day, bro, if you have talent and you wait long enough, time heals all wounds. So,
and it seems like Corgan doesn't bow to any of that cancel culture type stuff, at least not too much. And if she hasn't worked for NWA, I could see that, but maybe she wants too much money.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If he works with somebody and they're like, hey, what do you know about Tessa? And they give her he may not want to work with her. He's like, you know, I got a cool dressing room. Or he may say, okay, I'll work with her, but I'm going to read her the right act before she comes in. She's definitely talented. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Next is from Joseph Greco in the subject is MGM Cyber Attack. Hey, K100 crew. Joe from Wisconsin here to ask DI about something rather terrifying. I saw online the MGM Hotel and Casino is under a cyber attack. Everything is shut down. It appears the hackers are going to continue to control the casino hotel until they're paid off. Apparently things like this has happened before, but I haven't heard much of it. Is this a private group? Or is this a Russia or China? The most interesting comment I saw in the video showed someone saying an entire casino and hotel could be compromised, but not a voting machine. DI, are you able to give us a Mike Durbin-type boots-on-the-ground report of what's going on in Vegas? P.S. I don't want this to sound like a suggestion, but would the crew perhaps be interested in the K100 talks on similar situations of cyber takeovers? P.S.S. Wait, Conan, would you book a wrestling character that can perform cyber attack? Thanks, okay. From Trump, Wisconsin.
Let me just say one thing. He said, I don't want this to sound like a suggestion. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it sounded like a suggestion.
Yeah, but we tell them to have suggestions for K100 talks to send it to the mail.
Huh?
We tell people that when we do K100 talks to send suggestions to K100
comments,
talks.
Comments and suggestions. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Say that.
That is true, but still, the kazoo stays. Okay.
And Joseph Greco, I wanted to say about him real quick. If you guys remember way back when the Juicy Seal started, a lot of it was people were actually sending their music to get reviewed, which they still do. But Joseph Greco was the first to send a clip in and say, this is my cousin's rap and it's fucking horrible. Tell him it's horrible. You know, he was the first one to send.
Oh, that's a guy. All right. Oh, what's up? Yeah. Yeah. Longtime listener. Thank you for still riding with us.
Yeah.
Well, so let me just say this. We did have a cyber character around 10 years ago that hacked into the AAA computer and was doing like a set. But that group was me. Listen to this group. All right. Me, Disco, Kevin Cross, Juventud Guerrero and Teddy Hart.
Oh, that was that group that you did the video for, right? Mad. We are coming,
mad.
We are here.
Yeah.
Mad.
Right.
Mad. Interesting. So the next one is from Alexis Figueroa, and the subject is CM Punk. But now it seems like CM Punk fights back. Oh, wait, hang on. Did I mention anything on this cyber tech?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Question?
No.
Hit that up. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so what happened was there was a cyber attack. And funny, it's MGM and Caesars were both under attack. Caesars paid off the hackers and didn't tell anybody, so they didn't get hacked. But then they got the Riot Act read when it was divulged. They did pay the attack. It's like, you know, like, so right. I was like, yeah, but yeah, so it's
you know,
like
what I was reading. I was reading that they were losing a day $8 million.
$8 million a day. So the group is called what's it called here?
Because Raw, you're looking
Alpha V, Alpha V, ALPHV, is and Scattered is, Spider. There's like they're like
right, Scattered like Spider is the one hacking. Right.
Yeah, organized hacking. So they're just
that shit's
and
scary.
They haven't paid them off. I mean, they should. And then they basically threatened them again. Said if you don't pay, this is going to continue to happen. So
and Caesar's paying. All that does is make all the other casinos in a bad spot because now it's like, hey, fucking Caesar paid. You're going to fucking pay, or we're going to keep doing it. You know,
right?
They lessened. They're all in a weak position.
Yeah. Next is from.
Did you see that there was this? I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's yours, but that there's a strip club that's like offering free lap dances to customers that were affected by the fucking cyber attack. Come spend your money here, and you can't spend it over there. Not a bad idea.
And we were saying before about how places that are cashless, that's the kind of shit that leads to cyber attack. That's how you get your information compromised.
Conan, you know, like we've talked a lot about like a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough, but it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors, and unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stat. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. Test X9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in Test X9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line, but check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products, and there's a reason, because it works, and it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. You notice most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health, and this is just another example. So get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
Next is from Alexis Figueroa and the subject CM Punk. Hello, team. By now, it seems like CM Punk fights backstage are just as famous as how bad were his UFC ones. Question is, Punk kicking ass these backstage fights, or is it another UFC beatdown? What's the inside scoop? One will think he would F Jungle Boy up. P.S. How do you guys think the Jets will survive the Rodgers entry? The defense looked all world, and the backs killed it. First of all, I don't know any details about the Punk stuff. Conan has more details because people told him what happened. But I don't think that these fights were... The Jungle Boy was a very brief encounter, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And the Jets surviving Aaron Rodgers' injury, I doubt... No, not with Zach Wilson. They'll be lucky to... They might make it in the playoffs because the AFC North looks terrible this year. So I don't know where the wild cards are going to come from in the NFL. But the Jets have a shot because like a lot of these teams don't really look that good this year. So, any comment on that, Conan? We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know. They need a new quarterback. That guy, I'd have no belief in him. Yeah, remember last year, right? He had like 7 straight ineffective starts. So,
From Gregory Conley, subject is an extremely important historical question. Question for Disco: who portrayed the bananas in pajamas during the WWE Australia tour? Thanks, Greg. I didn't even know the guys' names. There's just 2 local guys. That's it.
I knew them. One was Shark Boy, and one was Glenn.
I'm the one that knocked it. No, Shark Boy's one. Yeah, let's tell that story. Shark Boy was one of the fruits. Next is from Charles Ballard. And the subject is Fall Brawl. Hey, K100 crew. I was scrolling through TikTok, came across a clip headline. British Bulldogs have really hurt by trapdoor and ring. I watch and I see K100's old Disco Inferno alongside Alex Wright versus British Bulldog and Jim Neidhart. It's the first time I've seen this clip and first time I heard Davey Boy was hurt by a trapdoor. Disco, do you remember this match and do you remember him getting injured? Can you share your thoughts on the incident? Yeah, we talked about this before. He's trying to claim that nobody knew about the trapdoor, but I do not recall that. I'm almost certain everybody knew about the trapdoor. It was a significant part of the ring, like, you know, and people going out there during the day before the matches would know where it is and stuff. But I don't, he didn't act like he was hurt in the match. But I don't know. I don't know.
At the end, though, D.I., he did have that problem lifting you up for the power slam, remember?
Yeah, but I think that was just because of like when I went up on his shoulder, it was sweaty. I just kind of like slipped. I saw the clip.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't like, I don't think he had a problem because of his back. That was just like a thing where well, like.
Let me just say a couple of things, Davey Boy, because the first territory I ever did outside of the United States was Stampede in Calgary. And I spent quite a bit of time with Davey Boy. I loved him to death. And but here's a couple of things. If you remember back then, he was kind of messed up on pills all the time, you know. And if you remember him and a lot of wrestlers, that's why they can't get him anymore, were working that insurance company. What was it called?
Lloyd's.
Remember that? Lloyd's. Yeah. Remember?
Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, Lloyd's of London, right?
And then they stopped insuring wrestlers, bro, because they figured, you know, they were making a lot of money off him. He was maybe trying to get some money, I'm thinking, because everybody knew about the trapdoor. So either he came late or he forgot or he was fucked up or he was trying to make some cheese. And I would never try to talk bad about him. He was really cool with me.
And it's weird because, D.I., you've told this story a few times for years. And it's like, it never breaks through the narrative. The narrative is going to be Davey didn't know about the trapdoor. WCW injured him and then fired him. That's and no one ever cites your version of it ever.
Or Alex.
Yeah. Same thing. Yep.
Yeah. And not only that, why would everybody else know about it, but not you?
Yeah. And why did nobody else get hurt?
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, the trapdoor was on there the whole time. Next is from George Kittle, and the subject is Goldberg versus Batista. Conan, Disco, and Joe, you guys made the podcast easy to listen to, and I appreciate all the content you guys put. Give me something to do now that my work has picked up in the last few weeks and my limited free time or while working out. On a recent podcast, I recall you guys saying about how in a street fight, how Goldberg would beat Batista in a fight. I was curious why you guys think that this when Batista fought MMA and has trained closely with the Gracie family for years. Do you guys have any stories of Goldberg being a badass or showing how tough he was? I feel like the general consensus between getting into it with Jericho WWE and then beating to a pulp in WCW by William Regal kind of put his tough guy shtick to the side. Would love to hear any stories you have of Goldberg just showing how tough or strong he was. Thank you always. That's George from sunny California. But Billy used to fight in college, like in the old street, like, you know, like the, like back in the 80s, you know, like you know, football players like got in fights. You know, it's just like, you know, I mean, the guy was an NFL football player. And I think he trained MMA too. So I don't know. I've never seen those guys. I've never seen Batista fight MMA. So I don't know how he, I don't know. It's kind of a weird, you know, like.
This is the street fight. You can pick up a stick and hit a guy. How's MMA going to help you there?
Right.
You know, so You spit in his eyes. This is a street fight.
Right.
Ball kick.
All bets are off.
Next is from Irony Mendoza. The subject is Max Moon, Old Hoss. Best podcast in the world, so thanks for watching. My question is about Conan as Max Moon. Obviously, the whole gimmick was based around Conan's talents. Does he see any way that gimmick could have gotten over with him at the helm? And how does he think his WWE career would have gone if he stayed? How do you think Vince Russo would book Conan in WWF in the late 90s? Also, with all the baseball talk in previous episodes, I was wondering if you guys have ever heard about one of my professional favorite baseball Hall of Famers. The first man ever photographed giving the middle finger. The top left is the first attachment. His name is Old Hoss Radbourne, and he's probably the most interesting man to ever play the game. I've never heard of him. Old Hoss Radbourne. How old is he? Show the pic, Joe.
There it is. He played in 1884, 1885, that era.
That's great. Are you sure that's not photoshopped?
It's cleared on Wikipedia, if that means.
Okay, that's great.
First ever middle finger, 1886.
That's tremendous.
And what about the Max Moon question? I didn't even know.
What was the question?
I guess could it have worked? I guess the guy was saying.
If I was doing it, it would have worked. Yeah,
because they put Paul Diamond in it afterwards, right?
Right.
Right. But they fired me because I wasn't showing up to work. So they had no choice. But, you know, I would have gotten it over because Vince invested a lot of money and a lot of time in it. He believed in it. I believed in it. But, bro, I was making too much money in Mexico and I was fucking huge and I was fucking doing music and fucking so I was doing everything. Because I don't need to be flying here every fucking month and trying on this outfit.
Next is Ron Acuna III and subject is Elias. Hey, Kim and the crew. Love the show. Cody, you're looking great, by the way. Disco, you're looking jacked. And Joe, it's fitting that you read about Rube Wildell because you are truly the Forrest Gump of podcasting. My question is about Elias, his contract, and supposedly now he's a free agent. WWE wasted him when he was at the height, and now he has nothing to show for. Do you think there is a future for Elias in wrestling somewhere other than WWE? Can AAA walk with Elias? That's a Ron Acuna III. Elias, would you use Elias in AAA?
I don't know, because Elias, a lot of his shtick to me is his verbiage in the guitar, and he doesn't speak Spanish, so it'd be very hard for him to get over. You know what I'm saying?
Next is from Long Grande Wang. Subject is Ryback versus CM Punk. Since CM Punk got fired from AEW, it has made every single wrestling podcast hosted by people that actually worked in the wrestling business so much better lately. None of them proved more than Ryback show. The guy seems frankly ecstatic about the news. He recently put out this video, just 90 seconds long, listing the reasons why Punk will never return to WWE. It's well known that Tony Khan does what he's told by the top names in AEW. CM Punk and Ryback have had heat for a long time and was possibly the reason why Ryback was never hired by AEW, despite being physically fit for a while now. My question, do you think we might see Ryback finally return to wrestling in AEW now that Punk is gone? And what do you think about Ryback's CM Punk comment? Play the clip, Joe.
Yo, it's the big guy, Ryback. Guys, CM Punk is not going to be going back to the WWE. Number one, nobody likes him. From all the boys in the locker room to the office personnel. Absolutely despised. Number two, he's a pathological liar. I've seen it time and time again, and this is coming out more and more and more, and finally everybody's starting to see it. Number three, he's not the draw that everybody wants to try to say that he is. He never was and he never will be. Sure, he can get a spike here and there, but long term, he is incapable of improving ratings. Number four, he's fragile. He's just not it. Number five, his ego is out of control. He will not come back and fall in line and be a spoke in the wheel of what is WWE. Number six, did I mention nobody likes him? And number seven, he's partially responsible for the downfall of the wrestling ratings. Casual people look at Phillip Brooks and they just go, that's not that. That's not it. And number eight, he failed horribly at UFC. He wanted to walk the walk and talk the talk. He thinks he's a 290-pound machine like the big guy Ryback. But the truth is, he's a skinny, fat little boy trying to play in a man's world. And it just doesn't cut it. Casuals look at it, and they know he's not the real deal. So, guys, that's the last bite. That's that. Hashtag hungry. Feed me more.
Good promo by Ryback on Punk. Do you think we might see Ryback finally thinking five return to wrestling AEW now the Punk is gone? I don't think Tony Khan likes him.
Yeah, I mean the company was around what two, three years before Punk came in and they never used Ryback.